Good afternoon from Top Third Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the Top Third closing grain comments for Monday, August 7th, 2017. December corn settled up 5¾ cents at 386¾. Chicago wheat settled up 8¼ cents higher at 490¾. Now, November beans led the way, selling 13 cents higher today at 969¾. Weather again in the broader overall picture led us up. Drier 10-day forecast, and with some 20-day forecast even showing more potential dryness through parts of Nebraska and Iowa. So we'll see how we trade through the night. The condition reports came in. Both corn and beans are at 60% good to excellent. That was down 1% for corn, up 1% for soybeans. Spring wheat condition dropped 1% to 30% good to excellent. So we'll see if that gives us any fireworks tonight. I think basically we're still focused on Thursday's USDA. Everybody's have their own idea about what the yield should be or will be or what the USDA will say. But certainly that's what we're getting ready for there. Pretty good action for a Monday after a pretty dismal week last week, which saw multi-week lows for especially soybeans, which led us lower. Technically, the beans look like they want to maybe make a stand here at this 960 level. That's a 62% retracement of the $1.40 rally that we had. So we rallied at $1.40. We came back. 960 is a big level. We also filled a gap. So for the bulls out there, that may be one of the things that chart watchers are going to be looking at. Also, you've got the 100-day and 200-day moving averages back in play for November soybeans. Same thing with corn. Corn settled today at 386¾. The 100-day moving average is at 389. The 200-day moving average is at 388¾. So we're focusing on those. Those are important because the longer-term trend funds watch those longer-term averages because they don't typically jump in and jump out on a daily basis. So that's about it. If you're looking for help, give us a holler here at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. We'll be back at it tomorrow morning. Have a good night.